The button that means we are about to begin a brand new episode of the Bid Nerds. Welcome, everybody. It is a fantastic Thursday on the Las Vegas Strip. My name is John Polnick, and you have found the Bid Nerds. I'm your host, along with my partner, Michael Deep, coming to you from the San Francisco Bay Area. This is your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars on Cars and Bids and Bring a Trailer, and soon to be about 20 other auction sites. We might talk about that a little bit. Everybody's getting into the auction game. But we, Michael Deeb and I, have a little auction game of our own. We have a little action between one another. This channel, we talk about the cars that come up on these auction sites. We talk about what's interesting about them, what makes them cool, what makes them not cool, what we think they're worth, and we even make predictions about what these cars will hammer for when they hit the auction block. And sometimes we're better at it than others. Yesterday, we talked about five cars, and Michael Deeb, how'd it go yesterday?
Don't call it a comeback. Yeah, JP, the Empire Strikes Back. So
okay,
I got the better of you yesterday, but just one car. It wasn't a complete flush, but it was really interesting. There was at least one interesting thing with the Toyota MR2. Maybe we'll start right away with our star car, the 1991 Mazda Miata. This was the British Racing Green Special Edition with just 18,000 miles. And I bet 17,000 on that car. You bet the over, which was interesting, and at 18. And this car sold for just $15,500, which is, you know, it's so funny how sometimes you say, like, you know, where we're looking at the car, Michael, that's all the money anybody's ever spent on a used Miata in this day and age. And then you bet the over, and it literally goes kind of to where it, like, you had narrated. So it's funny how sometimes you don't, we as bidders don't take our own advice. Then from the top, we jumped over to Cars and Bids, and we looked at this really beautiful Porsche Cayenne Turbo. And I really believed in this car. I thought it was going to bring 24,000. You bet 23,000. And at $22,750, this car only got like a couple of three or four bids at the end of auction. That was your first win of the day. Then we looked at this incredible Mercedes, this restored 1971 Mercedes 280 SE, a 3.5 with just a stunning restoration on this car. I believed in it big time. I went $181,000. You stayed soft on the car and went 159. If you had reversed your 5 and 9, you would have won it because it sold for $195,000. And wow. And that was a very long close of auction. I mean, that car brought like another, oh man, it was at like 120 or something when we were looking at it. It took like 25 minutes to close that auction because they just put another $70,000 on the thing. It had met the reserve before it even closed, so it was crazy before it even got to close. It was really interesting. The one that was really strange was this 1991 Toyota MR2. So anyway, car was sitting at $9,900, JP, if you remember. It only had three bids, and I was telling you how I preferred the Miata, and I said I'll go 12,000, and you said, oh, if you drive the MR2 you'll love it. I'm going to go 15,000 was your take on the car. That car did not receive another bid. It actually closed and failed to sell at $9,999. So when I said to you, there's something weird about this car, I still don't know what it was, but clearly the audience agreed with me because on Bring a Trailer, this 100,000 mile MR2 didn't go anywhere. That's a weird one.
That is just an absolute shock to me because that is just such a cool car. I suspect it's the Florida thing. That's the only thing I could think of that was holding this car back, but I don't know. There were some comments on, you know, we got some feedback and comments on the YouTube channel where people also agreed with me that you're crazy. This car is awesome. I think Michael Deeb needs to own an MR2 in the future. I'm excited to see making that happen.
Probably not high on my list. Okay, and then the last car of the day was an interesting one. The Lotus Evora 400 had some mods, kind of a cool car with just like 8,000 miles on it. Manual transmission. You and I both agree that if we drove one of these things, we'd be like, oh, it's awesome. It's hard for your eyes to make out what it is. So anyway, I said 78, you said 76. The car sold for about $71,000. So
Yeah, I think we, you know, we both agree it kind of has an identity crisis, and we'd sure love to see this powertrain wrapped in the body of a Alpha 4C or something like that.
Yeah.
Something that's a body style that just has a little bit more lust behind it. This one just
right.
seems very wind tunnel, kind of exacting and not very interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So
there you go. There you go. All right. Well, so that was yesterday's cars. Michael and I were pretty close, as per usual. I mean, that's the way it usually winds up. Sometimes he'll have a good day. Sometimes I'll have a good day. And then by the end of the week, we wind up catching up with one another. But we really want you guys to play along. You know, tell us when we, you know, we're going to put the links to all the cars that we talk about today in the information area below the video. So you can follow along. You can go and look at the ads and see the cars that we're going to talk about. And tell us what you think these things are going to auction off for. Tell us what you think about our comments. Tell us what you think about, you know, what we think about these cars. Are we crazy? Are we nuts? Are we right? Are we wrong? I love going back and looking at the comments and seeing some of the things that people tell us about these cars. You know, sometimes we talk about a car that I think I know everything about and find out, nope, there's another new nugget that I didn't learn about. So this is really fun. Yeah.
We don't need an audience to tell us. We are crazy, we are nuts, and we don't know what we're talking about.
We do not know what we're talking about. Don't take our predictions to the bank unless you want to lose money. All right. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about today's cars. What do we got? What's first on the
block? All right, let's talk about our star car of the day that we christened, and that is the 1991 Toyota Land Cruiser BJ 73 4x4 that is on Cars and Bids. This car is offered to you out of
Hold
Chicago.
On, we got to mention that this was a audience suggestion. This was from our friend Zach Lindsay in Monroe, Washington. He reached out to us and
What's
said,
up,
hey,
Zach?
What do you think of this thing?
Zach, thanks for reaching out, and thanks for petitioning or nominating this car. These are really cool, I have to say. You know, one of the coolest things about doing the show with you is how much I've learned about these sort of like what I always thought were kind of like gray market 4x4s, like the early G-Wagons and these early Land Cruisers. Because I grew up in San Francisco and we just never saw cars like this. There's no lakes, there's no rivers, there's no mountains in San Francisco. We got a lot of hills and a lot of fog, but not a lot of 4x4s. So this is all new to me. 107,000 miles on the odometer on this car. I believe it's, believe it or not, JP, a VW sourced 2.5 liter inline four turbo diesel drivetrain that is driven by, of course, a 5-speed manual. Just by the looks of this and reading the equipment, I would suggest that this car would literally go anywhere. You are a snorkel away from probably fording rivers up to like 36, 40 inches with this thing. It's really, it's really awesome. Cloth interior, which I love. It looks to me like that white plastic hardtop is removable. JP, correct me if I'm wrong. Does it come with a convertible top as well? I mean, this is really neat looking.
I don't believe that it does. I think it just looks like it. Yeah, it's just built as a separate part, but I've never seen one with the room. I think they do make them with a removable roof, but this one does not have that.
Oh, man.
It's not like a Defender where you could pull it off. Yeah.
Well, yeah, then I couldn't stand having it in white if it didn't come off, so I would paint it to match the rest of the car. But other than that, I love everything about this vehicle, including the price, because this little bad boy, JP, is sitting at just $13,500 on 20 bids, right? Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a pretty spanking deal for a diesel. So it's at $14,000 now on 23 bids. There is a reserve, but the car was imported. I should mention the car was imported from Spain, from Sevilla, down in southern Spain, or as Americans would read it, Seville. but this is from Spain. It was imported in 2020. It is on the U.S. title, and there you go.
Yeah, buddy. You know, we talked about a Isuzu Trooper the other day, one of the nicest ones that we've seen in a long time. And, you know, this is one of those vehicles that kind of conforms to that. There is kind of the sweet spot of utilitarian, boxy style, square design that, you know, the Jeep Wrangler, the G-Wagon, and the Defender have kind of like owned that space in America. No other vehicle, no other designer has really brought something like that to America. America, and the ones that did have been rewarded for it. And you look at this Toyota, and there it is. Oh. It has all of that and more. So, you know, why didn't they bring them? That's the thing. They never brought this to America, so you got to bring one in. I think if they did, if they had it, probably would have been a big success, but it would have been kind of a cannibal as well. So, you know, it would have been difficult for Toyota to figure out how to market this against their own things. That said, and the other thing too is that this is left-hand drive. So many, you see a lot of stuff like this all over the world by other manufacturers, the Nissan Patrol and stuff like that. But most of those are right-hand drive vehicles. So it's like to find something like this that you could actually drive around and feel normal and not, you know, accidentally take a left when you're supposed to take a right.
Temporary dyslexia. You know, the thing is awesome. And look at JP. Look at the money this is at right now. The money that this is going to bring. I would 10 times rather have this than that Isuzu Trooper. Like, it's not.
Well, and it's 10 times the vehicle. There's no doubt about it. So I mean, and how much did that stupid Isuzu go for?
Wasn't like, I can't remember, but like
it was like 16 grand, which was just stupid. You know, that was an automatic and it was an Isuzu. This is a freaking Toyota. This is relatively low miles, and it's a diesel. I mean, this will outlive the cockroaches after the apocalypse I'm sure is coming. So here it is. Do you got a bid on this thing?
I think it's going to bring $24,000.
Wow. Okay. I think that would be really high. I don't think that's.
I agree. But look how clean this one is, and it's so turbo diesel. I just, you know, if it was a gas one, 18,000, but turbo diesel, I think somebody's going to pay a premium for it, and it's here. You just can't find it. The other thing is, I also thought when I put my bid down, I also thought it was a convertible, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. But so maybe I'm wrong. You can get the under and have this one, but I wouldn't be surprised if it brought $24,000.
I would sure like to see it bring I mean, it deserves to. It certainly deserves to bring more than that Isuzu Trooper. But yeah, I'm definitely going to go lower and go. I'm going to be It could break 20. Let me say, I mean, again, it's a platform thing. Land Cruisers have typically done very well on cars and bids. There have been a lot of them, but something like this, I still think is more of a BAT play. This car should be, you know, I mean, breaking 20, they just don't go for that much, which is weird. This is so much better than a two-door G-Wagon, even though those go for 80, you know, boy, I love this vehicle. I hope my buddy Zach buys it, and I hope he gets it cheap, but I think it'll go 21. I think that's the premium on this.
Okay, and I think that's a really good bid. All right, let's stay on cars and bids, JP, and jump over and look at this 2016 Volkswagen Golf R. I should mention right off the bat that while this car is being sold by a private party, it is offered out of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, which is going to be...
You always pick these Canadian cars. What is the deal with that?
I think I always forget that they're in Canada. And yeah,
do you have maple leaves in your blood? Did you have syrup for breakfast with your pancakes?
I love syrup. I do love syrup. I am a sugar... Sugar's a problem for me. This car is sick because these are all-wheel drive, 2-liter turbocharged fours. This one has a 6-speed manual. It's not the dual-clutch transmission, which I like. I think our friend Ben has this same generation.
Professor approved.
Yes. In the same color, right, JP? Isn't his black?
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, this car has just 38,400 miles on it. No stories, no problems with this car. The modifications are OEM alloy wheels. He's got some like ice zero tires for driving the car year round in Ottawa. And the flaws, I think that like the garage door hit the roof, so they repainted the roof of the car. Who cares? Like whatever. No big deal. Right. Other than that, it's just some regular wear and tear as you would expect on a young 40,000 mile car. Bringing a car this young into the United States, I should just caution the audience, is a massive pain in the ass. So the likely buyer for this car is in Canada. And if this car were to come to the United States, you'd have to concede, you know, whatever the car book value is, you've got to take $6,000 to $8,000 off of that, because that's how much money you'd have to spend to bring this car across the border and have it, you know, federalized for the United States. So this was a poor pick by me. I apologize. I didn't notice right away that it was from Canada, but it's still a really cool car. And I love these things. You know, Ben's car is awesome. Mm-hmm. And these are year round cars anywhere you live in the US, which makes them very attractable, like you know, very reliable, you know, year-round, sporty, fun-to-drive daily driver. I mean, these are great cars, and I can't say enough nice things about it. So there you go. What do you,
here's some video from the owner driving it around the snow. I mean, it's all-wheel drive, so it's like, you know, it's a, like an Audi hatchback. I mean, look, this car under warranty is probably the best car you can get for all things, right? There's cars that are, there are better sports cars, there are better wagons, there are better crossovers, there are better off-roader vehicles, there are better convertibles, there's better all kinds of things, right? But there's, this is one car, the phrase one car to do it all, really it does apply here. I mean, I look, Ben, he does, he's famous for taking 50, 60 people out on the Angeles Crest, you know, in LA, and doing what we, everyone knows as the Professor Run. And those are some of the best drives of the year. He always scouts his run. Now, he has, I don't know how many 911 or how many Porsches he has at any given time, but his daily driver is one of these, you know, and he drives in LA traffic when there was LA traffic. And, you know, he's got a family, he puts the kid in the back, and everybody can just pile into this thing and go. Heck, I remember one time we had to go down to Benton's for an open house during, you know, that was last year for, what was that? That was for Phoenix Club weekend, right? And you and me and Kevin and Ben, none of which are small human beings.
A thousand pounds of Porsche fanatics.
Dude.
In a Volkswagen Golf R. And then we went to a Jack in the Box or a Carl's Jr.
And
just roached out. Oh, man. Yeah. So then
the ride back.
Like, it was like 1,200 pounds on the ride back, you know.
Yeah. But Ben will be the first to tell you that he is quite happy to have bought that car new with a warranty, because he has used it over and over and over again. And as it gets near the end of the warranty, he's starting to get a little nervous. So yeah, I mean, it's sitting at 15 grand, 12 bids, just a half hour to go. Where do you think this thing's gonna? How many miles does it have on it again?
38,000.
Yeah, you know,
and it's 4 going on 5 years old. So I, you
getting
know, this
across car, the there's this car, you can find these in your country.
Well, that's the problem, right? Yeah. So you could find this same car with the same mileage in the United States coming out of warranty, for probably right around 30 grand. Yeah. So if you figure it's going to cost $7,000 or $8,000 to get it here, that brings your bid down to 22, and then I think that just scares most people off anyway. So I'm going to go, I don't know, $21,000 as my bid, and I'm not confident that it even sells there. So what do you know? Yeah,
I think this thing stalls out. I don't think it gets more than, you know, honestly, if it gets up to 16, I'll be shocked. I'll bid 17.5. I just don't think I don't think anybody does it.
Yeah, I think you're right. So anyways, cool car though.
Yeah, sorry, very, very, very nice car. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong platform.
So here's a fun one for the audience. We're going to jump over to Bring a Trailer now and look at a 1990 Porsche 911 C2. This is a black on black 964. This is a Polnick special if ever there was
one.
Come on now. Look at that car. That just screams JP. I know a guy that would want that car, and he's on the other line. Polnick, party of one. Your Porsche's ready. This car is awesome. And to tell our audience how awesome it is, you and I both blindly put this in the notes. We both picked this car today, which is really funny. I had to erase it. We had six cars lined up because we picked this car twice. So, JP, explain to me why let me read my notes to you. Hello. Out of Hopkins, Minnesota. With just 37,000 miles, this manual transmission, two-wheel drive C2 is sitting at just $55,555 with an basically 2 hours to go. That doesn't make any sense. This, you know, I know that they did some paint work on one side of the car, but the paint, all of the painted panels measure in the nines, which means they did an excellent job painting this car. It doesn't appear that there's filler. It just looks like there must have been a scratch or a key mark or something, and they just, they I don't know. I'm speculating here. I don't know what's wrong, but the car looks fantastic. Other than that, this car is no stories. This is a fantastic car, and they're really popular right now. In my mind, this should be an $85,000 car. And judging by the tea leaves, this car is either going to have one of the wildest late rallies we've seen in a while, or we're missing something. I'm missing something. Tell me what's going on, JP. What's happening?
I think it's going to happen. I mean, bring a trailer is notorious for late rallies, especially on special cars. I mean, look at that Mercedes yesterday. Yeah. The what was it? The 280 SE. What was that thing?
SE. Yeah. 280 SE. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was sitting around 130 and then shot up to 180. I mean,
195
that's, or 195. So, I mean, what percentage from where it was 3 hours to where it ended? Yeah. I think the percentage going from there to where it landed is far less than this one going from 55 to somewhere in the 80s, which is where it belongs. I think just people are sitting around waiting. I think people that want this car, everyone knows that everyone wants this car because this is about as blue chip as you get. And everyone's waiting to the last minute to see who actually has the stones to put the money in there. This is where it's at. Granted, I haven't really gotten into this ad. I haven't read the comments. Unless there's something that someone's discovered, this car is the bee's knees, baby. Black on black C2. The only thing that would make it more valuable would be if it were a, was it a 93 or 94? When it had all the updates. But,
They talk about the, the gasket?
The gasketless transmission.
Yeah,
drivetrain.
The
clutch that's single mass versus dual mass, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. So how much can we really say about 964s? This car is the one you want, just to pretty much.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome.
Looking at
the photos of the inside, it reminds me of my RS America that we lost on the mountain.
Yeah.
And I tell you, man, I get like, I feel it in my solar plexus. I'm like, oh, I want a 964 so bad.
Right.
It's so cool. It was such a great car, JP. I was so happy with my RSA. And man, I miss that thing.
I mean, and with this car, you put a set of coilovers in here to put some KW V3s or Bielstein PSS 10s and a set of Cup 1 wheels like what was on your car, and you are good to go. Does this one, did you check the, did it have a LSD or is this?
It does.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on. Limited slip differential. Absolutely. Woo.
Yeah, that is the car.
It's on the bid sheet.
What's your bid?
Literally, so I kind of, because the car hasn't really moved. There hasn't been a lot of action since I nominated it on Sunday or whatever and put it down as something we would review. It hasn't had a ton of action. It's sitting on just 9 bids. And so I was like, is this car going to go for 79? But man, I just look at it again this morning. I was reading over it and talking to you about it. And I get ethered up. I'm going to go $84,000 and force you to bid either the over or the under.
Yeah, I'm going over on that one. I'm going to say 85. I'm going to stay tight with you. I'm not going to give you a big spread because I know we both know this is an 80 something thousand dollar car. And it's really at this point all about who's in the room, not necessarily what it's technically worth. And what it's worth is what happens when you're in the room. So, definitely want this car. Go get it, Michael Deeb.
Oh,
it's in your neck of the woods, right?
Ooh, I wish. Yeah, Minnesota. On our way home from Wyoming, we'll just swing around Minnesota and pick it up. Yeah, in case we don't buy anything in Wyoming. All right, let's keep you with the theme of absolutely weird selections today. I picked this really intrigued me. Di Tommaso Panteras have been on the move, and this car on Bring a Trailer is a 1974 Di Tommaso Pantera Project. What's interesting, JP, is this car has been sitting in a museum for 15 years. And it was one of those didn't ran when parked. Like the motor of this something weird. They parked it, rolled it into a museum, and it sat there ever since. So this car is being sold, and the seller, one of the bidders this morning asked like a litany of questions, like 7 questions. And the seller went online, rewrote all of the questions and put the answers, and all of his answers are no, unknown, 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 unknown. No, not at all. Unknown.
You gotta give the guy some points for honesty.
I'm like, fuck. I mean, like, geez, dude, like, why are you even bothering? Like, it's just insane. I mean, like, he can't answer any questions pertaining to the mechanical condition, ability of this as a project car. That being said, the whole reason why this is interesting is that Panteras have jumped from like $45,000 to $60,000 cars to now $85,000 to $100,000 cars. This one's sitting at $45,000 and it's on 10,000 original miles. Everything cosmetically on this car looks like it's brand spanking new, but the brakes have seized, so the thing's sitting on roller dollies, and the motor gave out before they parked it, and the guy who's selling it has no idea what happened before he decided to list it for sale. So this is like, you know, it's like these guys, JP, when they buy when they bid to buy storage units, and you're like, well, let's see what's inside.
Oh, my gosh,
like,
that's funny.
Like,
yeah.
You know, this could be as easy as flushing the fluids and putting a battery in it and getting the brakes to work. You know, there's an outside chance you get this car running for $2,000, $2,500. This car might need a full teardown. I don't know. It's a 351 Cleveland, which is a Mustang motor from the early 70s.
Also available in the Country Squire.
Yeah, should be a pretty easy motor to rebuild without incurring a ton of expense, but that's a completely different project if you're rebuilding the motor. So anyways, there you go, a gamble of sorts, but a almost brand new Di Tommaso Pantera. These cars, JP, are famous for being fast and fun, but where people want to drive them in Nevada, because the roads are long and straight and you can get away with doing 130 miles an hour. These cars are notorious for overheating. So it's a mixed bag with these Panteras. You know, they're not great Angels Crest cars because they're big. They don't steer that well. But you bring one out to Nevada and you can go really fast. You just can't do it in the summer because you'll blow a gasket. So anyway, there you go. Tommaso Pantera for those willing to gamble.
Calling Van Halen. I mean, this just has like upside down cross earring written all over it. I mean, I think must have mullet to drive is really what needs to be written on the door. Yeah, and in this kind of crazy yellow, canary yellow color too. It's just all the flashy and all the muscle car and all the butt rock you can get in one four wheel package. It's not for me. I have never really been a fan of these because a lot of the reasons you talk about the straight line thing, whatever, they're neat. I certainly wouldn't be the one taking the risk. You got a bid for this thing 3.5 hours ago at $45,000.
Man, sexy Italian build Ford Mustang, you know, Detroit muscle. These cars, I've just always thought they were kind of cool. I know they don't handle, but there's some weird redneck thing inside of me that wants one at some point. I don't own a
T-shirt. Don't you, if you're going to break out the Twisted Sister t-shirt, and rock a muscle car, don't you want to look like you're in a muscle car? That's the problem with this car is that it doesn't look like a muscle car. It looks like an Italian, mid-engine sports car that you can go around corners. If I'm Joe Dirt, I want to, be in a Mustang or a Camaro or something.
I'm a Mustang guy. A Wimbledon white GT350 Shelby Cobra with Viking blue racing stripes is the ultimate car to me from the United States. I think that's the greatest car America ever made. That being said, I can't afford a 65, so I'd much probably more likely get a Bullet replica, especially since I own a restaurant that's across the street from his house in the movie. It'd be really cool to have a Bullet and park it literally on the street
in front of the place.
We've owned the restaurant for 31 years. Ford fans park their cars in front of that house, take photos of, and I'm the only one that knows the reason why the guy is taking a picture of that weird apartment building is because it was in Steve McQueen's movie. So it'd be hilarious to have a Bullet replica parked out there, and people would lose their mind. Like, is he home?
Why haven't you done that? That just seems like, that's something that goes on the star map. Everyone, let's go see the Fisherman's Wharf and the guy with a bullet in front of his restaurant.
When the 01 Bullet came out, Ford did the press release. The junket was at Fog City Diner, and they gave people a map of the route of the chase scene. And so all these press guys were driving Mustangs by the house and taking photos of it in front of the house. Of course, I bought one of the 01 Mustangs and rocked it for a couple of years, spent $8,000 on the suspension and made that car handle, which was really fun. Anyways, I digress. This 74 Di Tommaso project car is likely going to break $50,000, but maybe not as much as I originally thought. I put 56. I'm going to drop it down to $51,000 and say it sells at that price.
Boy, gosh, that makes it hard on me because I don't see a ton of action late on this thing. But that's only, you know, $6,000 more than it's sitting at right now with 3.5 hours ago. So I, with the action that it has had, it has a little bit of action, 25 bids already. I am going to have to go the over and go 52.
That's a pure guess.
I mean, this thing, I mean, I guess the thing is, I don't love these, but I know people do. And somebody wants this car, and it looks like a great start, and you could potentially get a bargain. I live in Vegas. Let's roll the dice, right?
Come on. You might get a full whiteout today. This could be your first day where you win every single one.
I don't know.
All right, JP, I think we're at our last car.
Okay.
John, another Pulnick special, another 91 Porsche 911 Carrera 2 Cabriolet project.
I don't know if I want
car.
My name attached to this as special, but
you picked this pile of crap. I mean, this thing is a Frankenstein if ever there was one.
Yeah.
Look at this car. This is so awkward looking to me. I don't know what it is. It's just so funny to see those small bumpers and a convertible top. It's if a big jaw ran up to you, jumped up onto your chest, and started meowing. You know, you're like, what the is that going on?
Well, I think you need to let everybody know that this is a 964. Somebody backdated a convertible 964. And this is a project car. This doesn't even, I don't even think this has an engine, does it?
I don't even think so. No, and with that front end, it looks like a 73 911. Chrome mirrors, chrome headlight bezels, chrome door handles. And that sort of slender looking A-pillar windshield, they did a pretty faithful job of making it look like an early car. I think the Fuchs need to have a little bit deeper dish for your eyes to really just sort of glaze over them and just naturally say they're Fuchs. Instead, I just look at them and I go, are those Fuchs? But the convertible top and the red interior, I mean, this thing is hilarious. And I don't know. The chassis itself is a salvage title. But again, what are you buying here? You're buying a project car. So I don't think that's really going to hold anybody up, but it's worth mentioning because it is what it is. This car is also out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So we did it again. So, you're talking about a project car with no drivetrain. You're talking about a Canadian car. You're talking about a salvage title, and you're talking about $12,000 on 12 bids. So JP, tell us what you see here when you pick this Frankenstein.
Well, you know, I see a conversation, and that's about it. I mean, you got to admit that Singer starts with 964s or, you know, 993s if they can, and they backdate them. And yes, it's a convertible, so that is an issue. I mean, you could look at this interior. I mean, they're going for Singer. They picked the lobster color interior for a reason.
Right.
Look at that gear shift lever boot. I actually have these same track mats in my 993. They've got that red dash card. It would have been nice if it was a black dashboard, but this car, I think, actually does have some potential because it is independent, you know, corners when it comes to suspension. So you can throw coilovers in this thing and make something out of it. They never made a convertible, long hood. We both know that. I think I've actually been exploring the idea with my 993 of converting it into a Targa. If ever there were a car to convert into a Targa, it's this. You get rid of the convertible top and you put the convertible Targa hoop on it with the glass. They fit. It's the same tub. You have to do a bunch of reinforcement to make sure it's worthy. But the good thing is you don't have to replace the doors at that point. The hard part though is that the 964 window frame has motors up there in the top of the frame. So there's a motor here and there's a motor here. When that top comes down, it automatically clamps down into it. So chances are you'd probably have to replace the top of the window frame in order to affix a Targa bar, the actual, not the bar, but the top itself.
Yeah.
But if you made this into a Targa, a long hood Targa project or project with throw a hot 3.6 in there or something like that. And then you've got independent suspension, you bag on the wheels a little bit. And I at first glance, kind of agree with you, but there's no weight in this car. So it's basically just when the car sits down on top of those wheels, I think it's going to make everything look better.
You're spot on. I love your idea of the Targa thing because
this
car, you know, again, if you put the 964 drivetrain in here, this car looks dangerous to me for whatever reason. It just looks so flimsy. There's no A-frame and there's no roll hoops. So, I mean, you'd have to just putt in this car. But, you couldn't.
Hold on. I mean, hold on. A 964 convertible. This is a 964 convertible. It's not an old 911. So it was built reinforced for the fact that it doesn't have the loop. I mean, 993s and 964s convertibles are pretty relatively rigid, especially with just a little bit of work. So I don't think this thing's crazy.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, the idea of a Targa bar as you know, like an acting roll hoop, that to me, I think it would look better, and I think it would drive better. It would be structurally more rigid as well. Yeah. And I'm not bagging on the 964 as a platform. It's fantastic for obvious reasons. But yeah, you're right. There is a lot of potential. And at $13,000, it could be potential realized in the United States. So let's see if somebody, we see this
Well,
car,
I mean, let's figure it out. I mean, you go 13 grand for the, let's say this thing goes for a little bit more. It's under 20. It's going to cost you at least 20 grand for a good power more.
Yep.
I mean, engine and transmission need a transmission too. And the wiring harnesses, all that stuff. You're looking at $30,000. Yep. Now you're basically looking at 50 grand for a backdated convertible 964. That doesn't pencil out. That's kind of weird. Now to do the Targa transformation, you know, you're probably looking at a minimum $10,000 to $20,000 to do that. You know, you're really quickly up there in the $70,000 range. Now that is, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars less than a Singer. And you probably have something really special at that point. $70,000, you're not getting a backdated 964. You know, Target. Yeah. That's not happening. So, for someone that has the time and the inclination, this is a Dwayne Wick type of thing, but this isn't his sensibility. So, I don't think he'd ever do it.
Right. And we should stop comparing it to Singer because the quality is not going to be there. Yeah. But to have something unique built on a 9.6 platform is the similarity and it ends there. So, the question is, you know, when you look at a 9.64 two wheel drive convertible, you can pick one up. I mean, you can pick a Miler up for like 35 to 40,000. Yeah. You can pick, a nice one up for 45 to 50. Mm-hmm. If you go above 50, then you start looking at 993 convertibles. For 55 to 60, you get a really nice 993 convertible. It's just a phenomenal bargain, by the way. So, you know, if you're in this car at 70,000, does that justify the premium? In other words, would somebody want something that's that unique and pay that, you know, 30 to 50% premium over a regular used 964 convertible? I think the answer is yes. I think somebody would pay that. Yeah. But that's a gamble. So you have to love the project because you might be stuck with it from a financial standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to take someone with real vision to be able to take the gamble on this. You know, also someone that might have an engine already. You know, there are a lot of guys out there that have the pieces ready to go into something like this, and they're just waiting for the right place to put it. So, yeah, would have been cool. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, that's why I brought it up. It is weird as heck. It is a long game getting this car. You got a lot of work to do before this ever sees the Angeles crest or, you know, photographer's lens on the road. So what's your bid? 13.5 right now, over 4 hours to go. And has it had any action at all? 16 bits?
No, not really. $18,000, JP.
And you think it gets that high?
At 20, it doesn't start to pencil, I don't think, because it needs so much. So I put $18,000, and that's generous, but it's only because the fit and finish of what's there looks good. I like everything on the car except the convertible top itself. The way it sits, it's not right. And so when you said the Target thing, I hadn't thought that renewed my interest in the potentiality of this car. That being said, I don't think somebody's going to do it, but anyway, here you go. 18 grand.
I mean, very, very few people have considered the idea of putting, I just don't hear people talking about that, but okay. You know, gosh, that's tough because is it going to break 18? Is it going to get up to 20 or is it just going to stall out? I'm going to go, this is a coin toss. Which way am I going to go? Michael Deeb? I'm going to go $1,000 under and I'm going to go 17.
Always go under.
I think this one's going to stall out. And that really hurt me the other day. I went under on everything. And everything went over. So maybe there's some dreamers today that are going to make you to give you some love. So
today was the day, though, for you to do that. So I wouldn't be surprised if you won them all today. But anyway, that's it. That's the show, JP.
That's how the Bid Nerds, that's how it works here at Bid Nerds. We calls them like we sees them. And we're never right. All right. Well, there it is. Thanks, guys. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit that notification button if you like the show, or even if you hate the show. Make comments. Give us the thumbs up, thumbs down. All those things help us out. Let people know that this show exists. We're just starting out, and we're getting rolling. We love having you guys watching. We really appreciate everyone that's out there. We're going to get some swag made soon and start doing some prizes. I'm John Polnick in Las Vegas, along with my partner, Michael Deeb, in San Francisco. We say thank you for watching, and make sure you tune in tomorrow at around the 9 o'clock hour for the last Bid Nerds of the week. We've got some really special cars coming tomorrow.
Is Alcantara going to be on with us?
We shall see. We might have a third nerd. So you'll have to tune in to find out. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach, for the nomination.
Oh, too, yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
See you.